Good evening and welcome to Release Your Wings. Tonight our topic is somewhat different. It's having faith in my fortune. Do you have faith in your fortune? Today, I'm Dan Bagley, and tonight we'll be talking with Shireen Chadha, and she'll make it all clear for us. Oh, Shireen.
I hope
so. When we're talking about our fortune, what are we really talking about? Is it material? Is it spiritual? Is it a belief system or what?
Both.
Uh-huh. So, how so? I mean, if I have enough faith, will money come to me?
Could be, but it's not just about faith in this case. It's not about a belief system. So, we have to first differentiate between a belief and a faith.
Ah, great.
So, faith is something deeper, where there is trust, where there is some kind of action behind it. A belief is we just believe it.
Got it.
So faith is you're putting your...
So you're actually walking the walk and being the person you want to be.
Yeah.
So in the fortune thing, then kind of in a Gandhi sense, you're being the change you want to see in your life.
Right.
Is that it?
Right.
So what sets us up for that? What are some of those being things? In other words, as we're realizing, as we're being more fortunate... In that derivation, your fortune and fortunate is, sort of has a lucky, life is going well for you. You're living, the implication I get is in some level of abundance as
yeah.
we measure it.
Yeah, but I feel it's very limiting if you just think about now and say, oh, I'm lucky or I'm going to win the lottery or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's just very limiting. What I'm talking about here, faith, is that my third eye opens.
Uh-huh.
And when my third eye opens, then I'm talking about I'm able to see myself. I'm able to understand that I belong to God, and I'm able to understand that everything around me is as it should be.
And
that
so,
I accept that everything around me is as it should be, and I don't try to change the things I shouldn't be changing.
So acceptance is one of the things which releases the friction of fighting the traffic, fighting the boss, fighting the whatever. Is that
yeah.
part of realizing your fortune?
Right. And so what happens is when we open this third eye,
mm-hmm.
then our patience increases, our tolerance increases, and most importantly, our cooperation increases. And so in cooperation, I feel when I give is when I receive, which is a very common saying. But I feel there's so much more in that about when I give, I receive. And that is when I think that's when my fortune is.
So when you're talking about the third eye, are you talking about this sense of seeing through some sort of intellect through here? Or are you talking about opening your heart as well? Is it a
yeah,
body experience?
Yes, it's opening your heart as well. But I'm talking about the spiritual heart. I'm not talking
right.
about the physical heart. And so the spiritual heart, so you could say opening your third eye includes opening your spiritual heart because that includes all of those
sure.
things.
Go ahead.
So when I was talking about opening your third eye, is that what happens is when I feel like when I open my third eye, I have a pen, and that pen helps me write my fortune.
Ah.
And so I have to have complete faith that I will write the best fortune for myself.
So give me an example of some of the best fortunes for self that people might strive for.
For me,
yeah.
I could say, let's say for me, that I feel that we ask for too little. You know, to
mm-hmm.
even say I want $1 million is actually very, very little. I remember one time you sharing a story about this thief who sold a carpet for $100, and then someone asked him, why just $100? He said, is there anything more than $100?
Right.
I said, so when we ask for just money or you know, a better relationship or something, I think it's too limiting. But to really experience love, to really experience joy, to really experience peace, the original nature of the soul, to really
yeah.
experience that, to really experience the unhindered potential of who we are, that's what I should have faith in. Because from that comes the abundance, physical abundance too.
Right. So part of that really is a way of being all the way down to the cellular level of this is, I mean, you are living your faith in that sense. I like that idea that we ask for too little, because in a funny way, I mean, the true question we could ask is, why do you want, say, the promotion? Well, I want to have more security and more money. Why do you want more security and money? And eventually it's because I want peace of mind. I want happiness. I want joy. And what I hear you saying is, let's go for the joy and happiness and peace of mind
and
the
cut through everything else.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why not go directly for what you really want?
Yeah.
So many people, in fact, most advertising and most of our mass communication, set us up to do things in order to.
Mm.
You go to college in order to get the job you want.
Mm-hmm.
You take the job in order to provide for your family.
Mm-hmm.
You have the family in order to realize your potential or whatever the thing is. And in some of those things, I mean, this doesn't mean don't go to college. It means go to college and fully live in college. Get the job and fully live in the job, whatever that job is meaningful. Is that where we're going with this? In other words, you're really, from the outside, it looks like you're doing what you would have done before, only you're doing it in the joyful, touching God sense.
Is right, and also including some kind of a spiritual path in that. Because I feel without a spiritual path, then the fortune doesn't really come, because you're not able to... You do need a spiritual path to be able to unleash the full potential of the soul, the self.
Now, here's one of the rubs, because virtually every discipline says, my path is the path.
For that person.
For that, yeah. For that person, it might be.
Yeah, because everyone, I feel, are different. Mm-hmm. It's like the tree. You know, we in the Brahma Kumaris, we have a tree, and every branch has their leaves, like the Christian branch has the people in the Christian branch.
Right.
And I feel the leaves of the Christian branch get sustained by that particular branch.
Uh-huh.
And the leaves from the Buddhist branch are not going to get sustained by the Christian branch. And to be able to understand the whole tree and say, yes, everyone has their
path.
And it's the right path for them.
Exactly. So within that, the intention to connect with the greater good, the spiritual, the God, and have the intention has a way of going about it is really essential to the realizing your own fortune. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, I also want to talk about this whole thing about patience and tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
We have a saying which says, if you want to create your fortune, then you have to do renunciation, you have to do intense meditation, and you have to serve.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you create your fortune. And we'll talk about renunciation in a little bit, but I want to talk about this intense meditation. To be able to do intense meditation, I feel I need patience and tolerance and cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
That I have to have a lot of patience. And I'm not going to realize the full potential of the soul in 5 days.
Right.
Or, you know,
take twice that long.
Yeah, it could take 10 days. Or so I have to have patience in what's going to come up for me. The
mm-hmm.
obstacles that are going to come, whatever it is, that I have to have patience. And I have to tolerate any kind of situation that's coming to me. And I feel tolerance is a really, really important virtue to be able to really understand your fortune.
So let's come back to the renunciation piece. That's the hardest one of that. Does that mean I have to renounce everything in my life? Do I have to give up?
No, I feel that renunciation, again, is different for different people.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's a journey. Right at the start of my journey, it's too harsh to say, even for myself, to say I have to renounce this and I have to renounce this and I have to renounce this. I feel when you start experiencing certain things, the renunciation automatically happens.
Uh-huh.
And so we don't have to worry about, I have to do this. You know, I have to really, I feel we are two independent creatures. We mm-hmm. have to take help from God, and that's why He's there.
Mm-hmm.
Or from a higher being, is that He will help us. And so it's not going to be, oh, I have to renounce this. But my experience of something will be so amazing that I'll automatically let go of things that are going to pull me back.
So give me an example of what one would renounce.
In my case, let's say one of the hardest things I had to do was wake up at 4 in the morning.
It took a long time
to get used to that. And so I really felt, oh, I'm renouncing sleep here. But now I enjoy it so much that the experience of it is so wonderful that I don't feel like I'm renouncing. But that's an extreme case.
I got it now. That makes sense because I've certainly felt that there are times that I don't want to get up and do my exercise. And I'm going, oh, man, I don't want to do this. But what I know is the payoff.
Right.
How good I feel for the rest of the day and for my own meditation also. It isn't how I feel in the meditation so much, though that's gotten really good over the years. It's how I feel the rest of my day when I do, or how I don't feel quite as good if I don't do it. So your renunciation isn't so much a rejection as letting things drop away that are unnecessary. Is that
right? Right, and that's on a physical level, right?
Yeah.
On a more subtle level, we need to renounce a desire for name, a desire for respect. And it might seem harsh that, oh, I'm saying I'm renouncing a desire for respect. But it's a basic need of a person. Everyone should respect me. But at some point when you renounce it, I feel it comes more easily.
Of course. So in a funny way, it's letting go of the addictions that kept you inauthentic all along.
Right in a cage.
So if I am not happy if they don't call me Dr. Bagley is a silliness that is just, it really has nothing to do with who this human, this soul walking around in this 65-year-old body is.
Right. But also if you remember when we were talking about fortune, if you remember that this renunciation is what is going to create my fortune, that awareness itself brings fortune. Just that awareness, I am renouncing and I know I'm renouncing, but this renunciation is going to bring me my fortune and to have faith in that fortune that's going to come.
So the agreement with oneself that I have faith that this is bringing, now it feels to me like I should be enjoying every day along the path, not saying someday I will get my fortune and life is going to feel good. Is that part of the...
But I feel you can enjoy every day when you have that faith.
Absolutely.
If you're really concerned what's going to happen tomorrow, whether it's going to come or if there's a guarantee, then you'll enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going from here to India since I just came back, or if I'm coming from India to here, if the guarantee is that the plane is going to land in Newark, where we're landing, then I'm going to enjoy my ride much more than if I'm not so sure the plane is going to land.
I was one time out with a friend, and we were at a swimming place, and he kept looking up at the sky and saying, oh, I'm afraid it's going to rain. And I just ignored it. It didn't matter to me. And then, and finally he said, I think I need to just stop worrying it's going to rain. And I'm thinking, you know, not even thinking about it. Yeah. Even pushing away the desire not to have it rain is still a trap. So part of it's sounding to me like finding our fortune is getting out of our own way.
Right.
It's essentially saying to ourselves, this is right. Whatever is happening, I can accept it and work with it.
Right.
And so it may not be so much faith that everything's going to bounce my way. It is the faith that I am moving closer to having things bounce my way.
Yeah, also that having faith in your own fortune also means that every individual, I as a being, have a place in this universe. Mm-hmm. And this universe is going to provide abundantly for me. And so to have that kind of faith and that kind of belonging wherever you are and saying it is going to provide, not to keep so concerned or go grab things.
Right, right. So actually the Christian tradition has that too. Behold the lilies in the valley. That whole biblical passage is about have faith that you will be taken care of. In fact, most of the religions in the world, the major religions in the world, have that faith as a cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good place for us to wrap up on this then. I hope your fortune feels like it's a little more preordained, just getting out of our own way. Thanks, Shireen.
Thank you, Dan.